KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with a high of 84. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet tonight, lows around 54. Mainly clear skies tomorrow, highs around 90. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 77.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Last week, the Federal Reserve Board released the August Beige Book update that summarizes the Fed's commentary on current economic conditions. The report included several observations on U.S. agriculture. In the 6th District around Atlanta, demand for ag products remaining strong, hot weather and dry spells damaging crop yields, particularly corn. In the 7th District of Chicago, ag income prospects for 2022, little change as most producers will likely turn profit. The 8th District of St. Louis, conditions got moderately worse since the previous report, and finding enough quality labor listed as the biggest concerns. Ag conditions in the 9th District around Minneapolis strengthened modestly since the last report, and 80% of farm lenders say incomes in their area increased in the second quarter compared to last year. And the 11th District around Dallas, overall drought conditions slightly improved after some significant rain end of August. American beef exports again topped $1 billion in July, posted the fifth largest volume ever. July beef exports total over 126,500 metric tons, 3% higher year over year. Export value topped the $1 billion mark for the sixth time this year, finishing at $1.006 billion in July. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said global demand for U.S. beef continues to be amazingly resilient, especially at the retail level. Export value per head of fed slaughter is on record pace at more than $475. U.S. pork exports topped 208,000 metric tons in July, 6% lower than a year ago. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. A pair from St. Mary's are facing drug charges following a traffic stop in Jackson County. Sheriff Tim Moore says Wendy Lynn Strout, 50, and Lene Lee Derby, 42, both of St. Mary's, were booked into the Jackson County Jail late Thursday night following a traffic stop near Mayetta. Moore says Strout, who was driving, was pulled over shortly before 11 p.m. on 150th Road for a traffic violation. During the stop, officials say deputies seized drug contraband. Strout was arrested for possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. Derby was arrested for possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and transporting an open container. The construction on the nearly $8.9 million police station in Great Bend will have a groundbreaking today. The ceremony will take place at the new site, the 12th Street and Baker Avenue intersection. The 20,100-square-foot building is scheduled to be finished by next August. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
It's time for a fried green tomato, and they're available right now at the Kansas State Fair just east of Yield Mill. And guess what? The menu gets even better with chili cheese fries and chili cheese dogs, Cajun fried pickles, catfish and shrimp baskets, plus the pulled pork sandwiches. Oh, and when you're done, make sure to wash it all down with a cherry or strawberry limeade. It's the perfect food to enjoy while you're walking through the Kansas State Fair. See the fried green tomato booth just east of Yield Mill right now at the Kansas State Fair.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
The Kansas Highway Patrol crash log indicates that around 6:40 a.m. on Sunday, emergency crews were called to the area of mile marker 164.1 on northbound I-335 in Osage County with reports of an injury crash. When officials arrived, they said they found the left front tire of a 2005 Pontiac Grand Prix had blown, causing the driver, Teresa Ann Fowler, 44 of Augusta, to lose control and hit a barrier wall. According to officials, Fowler was taken to Stormont Vale Hospital in Topeka with suspected minor injuries. After a night exposed to the elements, a 75-year-old woman has been found by what the Topeka Police Department called an alert citizen. The Topeka PD issued a sober alert Sunday night for Teresa Alvarado, 75, who suffers from dementia and other significant health issues. This morning around 7:50, Shawnee County Dispatch received a call from a resident who said they saw a female fitting Ms. Alvarado's description near 2400 Southeast Monroe, according to a release. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Nobody was injured in a fire early Friday morning in Kearney. Just before 2:30 a.m., the Kearney Volunteer Fire Department responded to the 300 block of East Lawn Trailer Court for a reported structure fire. Once on the scene, firefighters had to deal with heavy smoke and flames coming from the home. The occupants of the home were able to get out of the home safely, thanks to working smoke detectors inside the home. The cause of the fire is believed to be accidental, but remains under investigation by the Nebraska State Fire Marshal's Office. The North Platte Police Department participated in the Nebraska Department of Transportation Highway Safety Office Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign from August 19th through September 5th. Officers worked 160 hours of overtime. A total of 6 arrests were made for impaired driving, with 4 attributable to alcohol and 2 attributable to drug driving. 5 fugitive arrests were also made. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
In 2022, Mother Nature will of course bring unexpected challenges to U.S. farmers as she always does. One proven way for reducing your risk exposure is to start your growing season by planting professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed retailers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance is a 100-member industry group focused on communicating the many benefits of investing in U.S. seed innovation. SEPA seed companies invest 15% of their sales into plant breeding, trait development, genome editing, seed conditioning, packaging, and service. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners reviewed the revision of the proposed jail project with a reduction of just over 2,000 square feet overall and a possible decrease of 2 to 4 beds. The architect and sheriff feel the changes proposed will not jeopardize the integrity or safety of the project. Commissioners discussed the reduced cost associated with these changes and then gave authority to move forward with the new design, collaborate with the project manager, and they hope to go out for bids by the end of September for the jail project. The county health nurse asked permission to apply for a $75,000 universal home visit expansion project grant that will provide more education on breastfeeding, safe sleep, prenatal classes, and possibly teach CPR. This 9-month project would begin October 1st and could be a one-time only grant. The board will compose a letter of support. County Health Department has decided to offer the Pfizer COVID-19 booster shot as it covers ages 12 and up. Flu vaccines will begin to be administered October 3rd, and they're working on scheduling the outlying clinics. Ann Walter, Tony Mann, and Ellen Barber met with the board to discuss Phase 1 improvement plans for Lake Idlewild. Barber, with the Partnership for Growth, is in the process of writing a $200,000 recreational trails grant and the Lake Restoration Committee will come up with $40,000 toward the application. They've secured approximately $31,000. Commissioners agreed to contribute $5,000 out of the Special Parks and Recreation Fund. Approval was also given to contribute $5,000 to the City of Marysville and $5,000 to the Sheriff out of the Special Alcohol Fund for the Red Ribbon Week promotions. Washington County has received two new recycling trailers, which will be located at Lynn and Clifton, with the Lynn trailer moving to Haddam. The general transportation vans have arrived and are being readied for service, but a timeline has not been established for operations. Nemahal County Commissioners did not meet last week. Gage County Board of Supervisors held the budget hearing last Tuesday, with no one from the public present for comment. They unanimously approved adoption as published. Gage County will pay off the Beatrice 6 judgment this fiscal year, and a resolution was passed recently that will terminate sales tax effective January 1, 2023. The county has a decrease for their tax asking amount based on proposed property tax request and changes in other revenue. Total operating budget for Gage County will decrease from last year's budget by 4.16%. The supervisor's chairman remarked the county's been able to stay relatively flat, had continued to maintain operations of the county, and are nearing the end of the judgment. In committee meetings last week, it was reported that Gage County Planning and Zoning is getting close to finalizing commercial solar energy regulations and will bring recommendation on changes to the board by September 21st. An uptick has been reported in COVID cases. The current booster has been pulled. The new booster that covers additional variants should be available within a week or two. Masonry construction will be starting courthouse exterior work in Beatrice early September. The boil water advisory for the city of Seneca has been rescinded by the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. Marysville Public Library will resume after-school programming this week, and it includes Between, a program for 3rd through 6th graders, Mondays at 4. Creative Kids, a drop-in program for any age, Tuesdays 4 until 5. Movie Matinee with G or PG-rated movies, Wednesdays at 4 p.m. with free popcorn. Teen Cafe for 7th through 12th graders, Thursdays at 4. They'll also be starting their book clubs. The YA Book Club will meet 2nd Thursday of the month, 12:15. Books are great. Book Club will meet first Mondays of the month at 6 p.m. They'll also be starting Library U with the Amazing Race Library Edition, a competition September 19th at 5:30. Advance reservations are requested. And a Genealogy Resources program September 22nd at 12:15, with a representative from the State Library of Kansas giving an overview of free genealogy resources for Kansas residents. Storytime at the Marysville Public Library continues Tuesday mornings at 10:30 and Thursday evenings at 6:45. Segrin G. Hoffman, age 80, of Burchard, passed away September 2nd. Funeral service Monday, 11 a.m., at the Salem United Church of Christ, Rural Steiner, interment in the church cemetery. Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Segrin Hoffman. Annette R. Payshaw Smith, age 46, of Marysville, passed away Thursday at her home. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Annette Payshaw Smith. Bonnie R. Edwards, age 88, of Olsburg, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Randolph United Methodist Church, burial in the Olsburg Cemetery. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 6 until 8, at the Anders Fifley Funeral Home of Riley, in charge of arrangements for Bonnie Edwards.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
While you're out gathering treasures on the U.S. 36 treasure hunt this weekend, make a stop in Marysville. Make a pit stop for gas, food, and more. Many Marysville merchants will offer sidewalk sale specials as well. Maps available for local garage sales during the U.S. Highway 36 treasure hunt this weekend. Be a part of the excitement this weekend in Marysville. An invitation from these proud community merchants. Free CPA, Kramer Oil and CJ Express, East and West, and Tension Envelope.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For this afternoon, expecting sunny and dry weather conditions, with our temperatures fairly close to average here for this afternoon, but heating up as soon as tomorrow with some lower 90s for high temperatures Tuesday and upper 80s close to that 90-degree mark both Wednesday and into your Thursday, still looking at sunny and dry weather conditions. A weak disturbance could possibly touch off some isolated showers and storms then by Thursday night. Friday, looking to dry things out once again, and then some isolated shower and storm chances return into the start of your upcoming weekend. First for this afternoon, a good deal of sunshine with high temperatures working up to 84 degrees. For tonight, clear and calm conditions, lows dropping back into the mid-50s. And for Tuesday, trending warmer, upper 80s close to that 90-degree mark. Still looking at sunny and dry weather conditions for Wednesday, low 90s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature early September, 84. Record high on this date, 102. The average low 60 and the record low 43. Sunset this evening at 7:46. Sunrise in the morning at 7:03.
Does your cat know about weather changes before you? It is feline forecasting, fact or fiction, on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, September 12th, the 255th day of the year. Singer and actress Jennifer Hudson was born on this day. There are hundreds of weather proverbs that suggest animals can predict changes in the weather. Cows lying down, lambs twitching their tails, and so on. Unfortunately, most of us don't have livestock around every day for reference. But if you have a cat, here's a few you can put to the test. An early 18th century saying goes, while rain depends, the pensive cat gives o'er her frolics and pursues her tail no more. And another says, against times of snow or hail, she frisks about and wags her tail. They might be contradictory proverbs, but they'll ensure that your cat's forecast will be right at least 50% of the time. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid looked slightly perplexed during Sunday's post-game press conference when asked why his quarterback Patrick Mahomes is so good in season openers. Reid just said he's pretty good all the time. Mahomes threw for 360 yards and 5 touchdowns, and the Chiefs rolled to an impressive 44-21 road win over the Arizona Cardinals in the opener for both teams. Up next for the Chiefs, they will host the Los Angeles Chargers on Thursday night at Arrowhead Stadium. Kansas football claimed a dramatic overtime victory at West Virginia Saturday evening to earn a 55-42 victory at Milan Puskar Stadium in Morgantown, West Virginia. The win is the Jayhawks' first ever win over the Mountaineers in Morgantown. Next up for the Jayhawks is a trip to Houston on Saturday to face a future Big 12 conference opponent, the Houston Cougars. Kickoff is slated for 3 p.m. on ESPNU. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
you were too busy celebrating this past weekend and missed Rusty Eck Ford's Labor Day sales event, don't worry. You can still put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you. We've extended our Labor Day sales event for one more week. Let us show you how easy buying your next vehicle should be. Choose from over 300 available new and pre-owned vehicles, all with Labor Day pricing. And at Rusty Eck Ford, you won't pay random dealer markup over MSRP. Buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford at MSRP, and you get the Ford rebates. Plus, you can give yourself a break and make no payments up to January 2023. And you can take advantage of special financing offers as low as 0.99% APR. Put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you during our extended Labor Day sales event now through September 12th. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com.
Prices plus tax and fees, all Ford rebates and dealer. Excuse Raptor, Bronco, GT500, 0.99% APR available on select newly certified pre-owned Fords for a limited term. Payment deferral of up to $500 per month. Interest reduced from the date of purchase. All offers with approved credit expires September 12th, 2022.
Kansas State fans chanted Big 12 football and the marching band blared Happy Trails as soggy Missouri fans headed to the exits, and the Wildcats thumped the former Big 12 conference member 40-12 in the first meeting between the teams since 2011 at rainy Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Lightning prompted a 57-minute game delay with 7 minutes and 44 seconds left in the second quarter. Preseason All-American Deuce Vaughn had 145 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns. K-State is back home next Saturday against Tulane with kickoff slated for 2 p.m. Katie Woods has been named tournament director for the National Baseball Congress World Series. Woods has spent the last 13 years in minor league baseball as a minor league executive, serving as the assistant general manager of both the Lancaster Jethawks and the Everett Aqua Sox, and most recently the director of marketing and community engagement for the Wichita Wind Surge. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Friday night football scores. In our feature game, Washington County took Frankfort 52-30. Axtell blanks Hartford 54-0 in the first half. El Saline over Hanover 50-14. Lynn beat Logan Palco 66-20. Clifton Clyde shuts out Blue Valley 48-0. Care Paraville over Donovan West 56-8. Valley Heights took Onega 46-7. Centralia over Christ Prep Academy 40-0. Troy shut out Valley Falls 63-0. Marysville fell to Wamego 34-7. Clay Center shut out Chapman 24-0. And Abilene took Concordia 27-8.
The Marysville Bulldogs fall to 0-2 early in the 2022 football campaign, as Wamego emerges victorious 34-7 at Homer Hansen Stadium in Marysville. Wamego jumped out early 7-0 with 9:31 to go in the first quarter on a Chase Cottom 14-yard touchdown run. Wamego scored again with 7:30 to go in the second period on a 10-yard pass from Colin Donahue to Hagen Johnson. With under a minute to go in the first half, Marysville's efforts to reduce the deficit to one score was thwarted by a Wamego goal line stand. This momentum carried over after half as Wamego scored 3 touchdowns in the third quarter, 2 Mason King touchdown runs and a Porter Smith touchdown run. Marysville avoided the shutout on a 4-yard run by Rook Williams. The final score, Wamego 20-34, Marysville 7. Marysville travels to Chapman next week to take on the Irish in a league and, more importantly, district contest. Catch it here on KNDY. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Jason Brenninger.
Washington County Tigers went 2-0 on the season, handing Frankfort their second loss in as many starts. Washington County prevails 52-30. In our Friday night feature game. Washington County scoring their first possession, leading 8-0. 75-yard kick return for Frankfort with their lone first quarter score as Washington County answers back their second possession, leading 14-60-1. Score went 26-18 at the half. Each team scored twice in the second quarter, and it was mostly Washington County in the second half. They scored 4 times to Frankfort's 2 times for a 52-30 final. Still, 2 teams learning a lot early. Washington County prevails, going 2-0. Frankfort 0-2. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierkin.
Well, the LA League sports are back, and so is the TBL Spotlight. Spotlight is your source for everything happening in one of the best leagues in the state of Kansas. For interviews with players and coaches, game recaps, and special segments like Wayback Wednesday, where we talk to some of the past athletes of the TBL, Check out the TVL Spotlight online at tvlspotlight.com or on the podcast page at sunflowerstateradio.com.
Add a bit of history and fun in your landscape with heritage plants. Also called heirloom plants, they have maintained their traits over time as they were passed along from one generation to the next. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You'll impress young gardeners with the marshmallow plant. A relative of the hollyhock, this plant was used as a medicinal candy. The French then took the plant's root, added sugar, egg, and a binding agent to create a fluffy white candy. The delicate whitish-pink flowers appear along the top of the stems of this 3 to 4 feet tall plant. Grow it in full sun with moist, well-drained soil. Add a bit of flavor and fragrance to the shade with the native wintergreen. Grow in moist, slightly acidic soil. The glossy green leaves and edible fruit have a smell and flavor of wintergreen. The bell-shaped flowers, red berries, and evergreen leaves provide year-round beauty. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Most of us remember the frontiersman and explorer Daniel Boone from our history books. However, we may not be familiar with his children and their equally impressive contributions to building America. The baby of the family was perhaps the most successful, and it's his story that's next on this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Nathan Boone was the youngest son of Daniel and Rebecca Boone's 10 children.
Nathan, who was born in 1781, while his father was actually serving in the Virginia legislature at the time that Thomas Jefferson was governor, and he becomes, in many respects, heir to his father's legacy as a frontiersman.
David Rogensies shares the story from the Nathan Boone Homestead State Historic Site. He says Nathan moved west with his father to what is today Missouri, where he trapped mostly beaver and turned those profits into even greater knowledge and wealth.
He took that knowledge and the profits he made from the fur trade and invested in one of Missouri's early industries, which was the Boone's Lick Salt Works, where he and his brother and a partner manufactured salt to sell in the St. Louis market.
He also became a surveyor in what was Spanish territory at the time. When the U.S. bought the land as part of the Louisiana Purchase, it was the Boones who were part of the 1st Militia.
Captain of the militia company for St. Charles was Daniel Boone. His ensign, kind of like his second lieutenant for that company, was his son Nathan.
Boone was skilled in his relations with Native American tribes. He also led many military expeditions west from Missouri.
In the military, you can definitely say he was the great example of the man who helped push America westward from the Mississippi River to the foothills of the Rocky Mountains.
Nathan Boone owned a farm near Springfield, Missouri. It was close to a land office there where he could file claims. It served as his home base during his years of travel as a surveyor and during military service. More from that farm next time as we travel the countryside in Ash Grove, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCray.
Next year's honey crop is highly dependent on the care you give your hives in the fall. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Check on the bees and harvest some honey, but not all of it, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
As the weather becomes cooler, there's a lot of buzzing about around the beehives. Bees are still collecting pollen, nectar, and water. The queen is reducing hive numbers by kicking out the drones and getting their home ready for winter. Beth Conry is the president of the Colorado Beekeepers Association. She says this is the time to give your hives a full inspection, especially the queen and the worker bees.
I'm looking to see how much stores, you know, I'm hefting them to see how much they weigh, and then I'm making sure that I've got a viable queen also. A queen that is in good shape lays in a particular pattern, and we look for that pattern.
Do one last honey harvest, but don't be greedy. Conry says each of her colonies needs about 80 to 90 pounds of honey to get the bees through the winter.
We let them take theirs first, and then we take ours second. The way we manage our hives is we let them fill the two deep boxes before we add supers, so that when we take off supers, they're back to these filled boxes already. Typically, they'll convert the upper box entirely to honey, and then they'll move into the lower box.
Also be aware that this is the time other bees are looking for honey and could end up robbing your hive. Fall hive management also includes a careful inspection for disease and Varroa mites. If mite loads exceed threshold levels, consider your treatment options. If you're in a climate that dips below freezing for weeks at a time, wrap the hives in black tar paper. Black helps absorb the sun's heat, and paper acts as a windbreak. But be sure not to cover the entrance or ventilation holes. Learn more about fall beehive care at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There's nothing like a wedding to bring out the giving spirit in others. When I married my husband, I was blown away at the generosity from my friends and family. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. There's just something about giving that is so uplifting. And you know, God calls us to give. After all, He is the ultimate giver. When you're generous with your resources and your time, you're living a life of meaning and one that's true to your faith and your values. Oh, but I get it. Life is hectic, and sometimes you just don't have the time to volunteer. I have some good news. There are many ways to give that don't require a lot of time, like buying coffee for a stranger in the drive-thru line. And while many of us are social distancing during this time, there are so many virtual options available too. So find a way to give that has meaning to you, and do it with a kind and full heart. You'll live with more purpose and gratitude when you do.
September 11th through 17th is Assisted Living Week, and Colonial Acres invites everyone to come and see for themselves how enjoyable life can be in a setting where the ones you care about can have the independence they want with the assistance they require. Colonial Acres in Humboldt. Caring is what we do best.
The run-up to the White House Conference on Hunger and Nutrition, today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Unlocking the power of your field data shouldn't be complicated. That's why you need the InCommand 1200, Ag Leader's in-cab display for every field activity and piece of machinery on your farm. The all-in-one display connects your entire operation, every season, display, field, and row. It's simple, it's smart, and it's just what your farming operation is missing. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. The last time a White House conference on hunger took place, Jim McGovern was not even 10 years old. Today, Massachusetts Congressman McGovern is backing a similar White House conference planned for September 28.
One of the things that we could have done better in 1969 was elevate the voices of people with lived experiences, to people who could tell us what works and what doesn't work. And so this conference is actually going to listen to people with lived experiences. And that matters because we need to respond to the needs of real people in this country.
McGovern says nutrition programs over the years have helped, but there's still much to do.
I keep telling people that we can't go back to normal after the pandemic because normal wasn't good enough. Normal meant that tens of millions of people in this country were hungry. The richest country in the history of the world. We all should be ashamed of that.
McGovern says the upcoming conference could help move the needle on combating hunger in America.
This is not a one and done. It's not we do a conference and on the 28th, everything's going to be solved. This is the beginning of an effort to not only set the goals and a plan in place, but then to give us all the responsibilities to implement that plan.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from the Deep in America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, typically periods of higher income on the farm leads to higher cash rents, which makes sense for some landowners who work to keep their piece of the pie. However, increasing cash rents now holds some economic risk for some farmers. There are ways, however, says University of Illinois Extension agricultural economist Gary Stinchke, for some to pass on the rewards of good years to landowners while at the same time mitigating the risks of really low prices and very low farm incomes.
I personally like leases that vary payments with economic conditions, so share rents and variable cash rents would be something to consider as we're moving forward. Variable, either one of those would make pretty large payments to the landowner in 2021 because of higher prices and what looks to be higher yield or good yields across much of the state, above trend yields, maybe year record yields. So Yeah, variable cash leases and shared rental arrangements.
He says there are many differences in value of land across many Mid-America counties in the area, and says that the differences have to do with productivity, and thanks to the internet, they can find where those differences actually are in those regions.
If you go to Acre Value on Granular's website, you can locate a farm and find its soil productivity index. There's a very high correlation. There's a 0.9 correlation between those county cash rents and soil productivity index. There is a bit of variability across the state from that. Some CRDs, crop reporting districts, have higher and some a little bit lower than that soil productivity index. But that soil productivity index does a reasonably good job of explaining the cash rents across the state.
Overall, price per acre for agricultural land has been on the increase across the entire Mid-America region. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Hey, Dad, did you forget my first football practices today?
Wow, is it that time already? Jump in the new Sportage Hybrid, and I'll be right out.
By the way, Mom said it'd be okay to take some of my friends this week.
So that's what Mom said, did she? Sounds like we better take the Telluride instead.
Shotgun, Daddy.
Hey, guys. Joe Conan here, General Manager with Midwest Kia. It's time to start hauling the little ones back to school and half the team to and from practice. What better way to do it than in a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia, where we have the perfect size vehicles for every family. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. With our commitment to never charge over sticker price, now is the perfect time to reserve the new Kia that's right for you.
Come on, Dad. It's time to go.
Before we go, what do we tell the team parents?
We want to see you.
Is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for
planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Congressman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania is the ranking member of the House Ag Committee. He was recently at the Farm Progress Show in Iowa, and he was asked if he does become chairman in January, what's his timeline for getting a farm bill done?
Well, we build on what we've done. I was frustrated because it was a no-to-slow start until like January. And since January, the intensity of in Washington debates and hearings, you know, credible witnesses coming in, and we need that to continue. But what we haven't had, we've had zero bipartisan field hearings anywhere in the country. And that is so important where we go out and we bring these voices back. Now, I personally, in my travels around, I've probably been 40 different states over the past, well, since January of 2021 when I was elected as a ranking Republican for the Agriculture Committee. I worked hard to do my own listening sessions, and that's been good. But what would be better is to have really official field hearings with both my colleagues, my friends that are Republicans and Democrats, just like we did for the 2018 Farm Bill and what we did for the 2014 Farm Bill. Now, what would I do different going forward if I get to be the chairman come January? Increase, pick up the speed, pick up the intensity, schedule these, 2 days, we hit 3 states. And we get lots and lots of good input from farmers, ranchers, foresters, processors, just key stakeholders in what I used to call rural America. Today I call it essential America.
With this Ag Business Update from AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Prairie strips being used as a conservation tool in fields are proving to be very beneficial to the soil. Here's how on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning, I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my combine, I look down at my BKT AgriMax Terrace tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable. Every season, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them.
True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Prairie strips are contour strips of native prairie species that are used like terraces. They may only take up 10% of a farm field, but deliver far more benefits, such as improving wildlife diversity, reducing soil erosion, and improving water quality. Marshall McDaniel is an assistant professor in soil-plant interactions at Iowa State University. He says research shows a reduction in sediment movement by 95%. Total phosphorus and nitrogen loss through runoff is reduced by 90 and 85% respectively. His team is also studying what happens to soil under and around prairie strips.
And they all show about a 50% increase in soil stability under the prairie strips. And there's about a 4 to 9% increase in water storage. And they also did the soil water content at permanent wilting point so we could calculate the plant available water storage under these prairie strip soils. We saw about a 14% increase in plant available water storage from the prairie strip.
Do prairie strips affect the soils around them? McDaniel says this research is still in progress, but they have found a reduction in soil nitrates primarily surrounding the prairie strips.
And then we have a variable like phosphorus that showed an interaction between distance and prairie strip, meaning that the prairie strip effect was actually just behind the prairie strip. And this confirms that the reduction in sediment loss and erosion probably means that phosphorus is building up behind the prairie strip too.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about prairie strips and their benefits at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Market information for the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken, live at the Kansas State Fair. Currently looking at corn right now, you've got corn is up 21 and three quarters at 720 and a quarter. December corn right now up 13 and a quarter at 698 and a quarter. September wheat down 16 and a quarter currently at 837. December wheat down 8.5 at 861. Kansas City wheat for September 929 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for December down 1 1/4 right now at 927 and 3 quarters. Oats for December looks like this. Oats at a plus right now at 12 and a half. Right now 405 and 3 quarters. March oats sitting on the plus side right now at 8 and 3 quarters at 404 right now. Taking a look at the soybean market right now, you've got soybeans up for September at 65 and 3 quarters at 1555. November soybeans plus 71 and a quarter at 1483 and a half. On the cattle market, got live October cattle right now at 17 and a half cents in the plus. So right now it's at 145.85. Live cattle for December up 30 cents per 100 at 151.27 and a half. Feeder cattle for September down 1.9. That's $1.90 right now at 181.1. Feeder cattle for October down $2.45 per 100 at 183.12 and a half right now. And looking at the gold market right now, gold is up $12.80 at 1731.60. Gold for December at $12 plus on the plus side right now at 1740.70.
Friends, there's no doubt about it. There's nothing better than grilling a good, good steak and pork chop on a Green Mountain Grill. And we've got them at this year's Kansas State Fair. And they're discounted on price. Great Plains Motorsports, located just next to the White House at the Kansas State Fair, is selling the Green Mountain Daniel Boone Prime starting at $5.99. Can't beat it, friends. And by the way, they've got the Altos Track Mower, brand new to the market. It's on display. Great Plains Motorsports, next to the White House at the Kansas State Fair.
Con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, like sweepstakes scams and identity theft scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network helps you spot and avoid those scams. And our scam tracking map shows you the latest scams in your area so you can protect yourself and your family. Visit online at aarp.org/fraudwatchmap to see what's being reported near you. And if you spot suspicious activity, let us know about it so we can warn others. Visit online aarp.org/fraudwatchmap.
Kansas State University's Department of Communications and Agricultural Education prepares students to be educators and advocates on behalf of agriculture. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. Department Teaching Assistant and Professor Brandy Disberg and two students share more about the program.
We have two majors in the department. Our agricultural education students seeking a degree option in order to obtain a teaching certificate. But many of them will customize that major by adding a minor throughout the College of Agriculture or even beyond. On the agricultural communications side of things, our students can focus either on environmental or agricultural options. So we have moderate-sized programs. In each program, we have around 70 to 80 undergraduate students. So small enough to get to know everybody, but large enough to have all of the opportunities that come with a bigger program. Our students all are required to do internships, so they get some hands-on experience. We also do international experiences out of our department, as well as having all sorts of volunteerism projects for our students to get that hands-on experience before they're ready to hit the career.
ACT President Molly Biggs, a junior in the department, gives insight into the Agricultural Communications Student Club.
I am currently in the Agricultural Communicators of Tomorrow. I'm currently serving as the president, and we just try and cover every aspect in AgCom. You know, it's not just writing, graphic design. There's so many different skills that go into the major, so there's really anything for anyone. We try and bring in speakers that talk about all those different options. We have some kids come and talk about their internships experiences, and we also like to have some fun meetings, you know, where we kind of get out of our comfort zone and maybe not just sitting in the classroom learning things, but get to know each other on a more personal level, because like we talked about, the department is so small, or smaller, I should say, that, you know, you kind of get to know everyone in there. And we're lucky enough to win some awards this summer, their national conference. So that's kind of cool, too.
Elizabeth Sturgis, a junior in the department, goes on to explain the opportunities with an agricultural education student club.
We have Agricultural Education Club, so I'm actually our club secretary. Our club really focuses on service and necessarily don't have as many like competitions like maybe ACT does, but we do have different service opportunities throughout the semester. We get our students out into different classrooms to really visit those teachers, and we have social meetings and professional meetings to make sure that we're hitting all of the marks for our students to feel ready to leave K-State prepared to teach. We are actually selected as one of the host sites as well for TJAG Day on September 15th, so our students will get to celebrate together and have some little goodies to celebrate that.
Giving insight into K-State's Department of Communications and Agricultural Education, that was Teaching Assistant and Professor Brandy Disberg and juniors Molly Biggs and Elizabeth Sturgis. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thank you.
Classic Country, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.